When you find something you're really passionate about that leads to gainful employment, it becomes your best job ever. I spoke with an artist that found her calling in a tattoo parlor. Jennifer Edge has spent the last 5 years or so honing her talent as a tattoo artist. Edge joined with tattoo artists Dan Civiter and Lynn Buckner to open Main Line Inc., a tattoo parlor on Main Street. The walls are covered in the work of local artists and photographers.
I always wanted a job where I could do art and get paid for it. That makes me happy. I love doing art, and this is one that kind of felt like it would be a little bit of both. Customer service has always been a big thing for me as well. All the jobs that I had before this were kind of like managing and customer service and stuff like that.
You just recently opened your own tattoo parlor. How does that feel?
Amazing. It's being able to kind of, you know, look at the directions that you see your career going in, as well as, you know, those around you. Dan and I started this with the idea of doing something a little different, which is what everybody says. And that's true for the most part. Everybody wants to do something their way and a little different. It's exciting because it's almost like the direction that we see ourselves tattooing is bringing in what the customer wants and making sure that it's all about them and their artwork rather than just, hey, it's about me and getting whatever piece off the wall you want.
Most of your designs are done along with the customer, and you decide what you're going to do. So most of it's original. You really don't have a big scrapbook laying out here with a canned collection of tattoos.
That is very true. We're a very custom-oriented shop. A lot of us are artist first, and I think that's where, because of TV and the way that you're seeing tattoos portrayed these days, is, you know, you have tattoo nightmares. Well, that's because people got things when they were like 18 and 19, or they went to somebody's house, they went to just a shop where it was just kind of like, I don't care, come in, sit down, boom, do it, and they're so unhappy with their work. And now that's pulling forward more shops that are more artist oriented, because then it's almost like, you know, we see things differently, and it's not just about something I can pick up. People bring in stuff from the internet, people bring in stuff from that they've drawn in like stick figure form, and they're like, can you make something of this? It's more based on the fact that you're wearing a painting. This is a moment in time where it's like, being an artist isn't just about putting it on canvas anymore, it's putting it on walking canvas. The tattoo artist industry is really coming forward because you've got a lot of people who are, you know, now seeing that it's okay to have artwork on them and have a full sleeve of, you know, either whether it be replications of famous paintings or just, you know, I have this idea from when I was a kid of bringing this forward and I want 14 different objects that make this one thing, and that ends up being their sleeve.
How did you learn to become a tattoo artist?
The first person I asked, I was 19, and she's like, well, I currently have an apprentice, and, you know, not right now, but maybe come back. Well, she ended up moving off and getting married, and 10, 11 years goes by, and I hadn't gotten tattooed in a few years, and I ended up going to a place and meeting this woman who's like, you know, I'll teach you how to do it if you come and pierce for me, and that's kind of how that started. What I've seen in the tattoo industry is you never stay in the first place. I don't know why. I'm working on that because I want to make sure that if I ever have an apprentice, they don't ever want to leave. A lot of people, they go through and they want to end up having their own company, and I think that is awesome. And at some point, you know, you do want to spread your wings and fly, but I think that there's something that's yet to be tapped into with just making it more easy to walk into a shop or making it more comfortable for people to walk into a shop. We have certain flash on our walls, but it's more decorative. It's not something we pull off the wall to put on you. We have a fourth booth here that's completely unmanned. It's for like guest spots, and that's tattoo artists, that's painters, that's photography people. So it's a little bit of everything. It's like, I really want this shop to be very community oriented. You know, people to be like, well, that's not what I thought a tattoo shop was. Good. That's not what we are. We're, you know, just artists.
What's the most unusual tattoo you've ever been asked to do?
I've had a few of those. I actually have an amazing clientele that goes from people getting stuff that, you know, Japanese style oriented to a gentleman came in and he's like, I want a vampire mouse in a matchbooks coffin. So I used a set of matchbooks from back in the day of old Blue Eyes, you know, put this little vampire mouse in there. A lot of people come in for very unusual things now, and I'm very lucky they come in and they're like, you know, I want somebody who's strange, and well, you found it. You can look through my book and see a barrage of stuff from like Boondock Saints to steampunk to, you know, watercolor. Just it's artsy, and I try to suit the individual rather than just, you know, going after one particular style. I'm like, well, what is it that you like? You like cartoony, you like this realism, you like more illustrative, because I'm more of a new school graphic tattoo artist, but I look to do what the client wants.
Jennifer Edge was in the process of adding color to a tattoo on Megan Watson during our interview. I could see portions of several tattoos on Megan, and I wondered, how many tattoos does she have?
Approximately 20? Around 20.
Around 20. You don't know.
No. They just keep happening.
Once you get a tattoo, you always think about the next one.
Yes. I'm usually thinking about the next one while I'm getting the one that's currently happening.
Megan is a lovely work in progress. We're about to start doing a Doctor Who sleeve on her right leg. Yes. I know, right? It's exciting. We're very excited about this. I know I'm excited. It's going to be a watercolor TARDIS just going through the atmosphere.
Has having all these tattoos changed your life?
I don't know if it's changed my life necessarily. I work in customer service, and I have a social work degree. And what I've found is that it's made it easier for me to relate to people because I'm not some, like, stick-in-the-mud that's just dressed in business clothes or whatever. Because as soon as I show up, they look at me, and they're like, oh, okay, this person's a little bit weird and has tattoos. And, you know, I think it's actually been helpful because I've got it to where I'm smart enough to where I can cover stuff up when I need to for a business sense. But when I'm working with either kids or people, or they can show when they need to, and it's just, I think it's made me more relatable because I'm not pretending to be someone that's better than them or anything else. I'm just meeting them on their level.
Do you plan to continue getting tattoos and tattoos? I mean, at some point, you're going to have to think about it.
Oh, there's no thinking. I will keep doing it. It's just always a slow process. Over time, things get more acceptable, and over time, they'll become more visible and more visible and more visible. And until then, I continue getting them on my legs or wherever else so that they can be covered. But over time, they'll just continue to progress to wherever they go, and it'll be okay.
You have one on your wrist. That's not necessarily covered.
No, that one was one that I recently did. I am the mother of an 18-year-old adopted child, and me, her, and her other mother all got tattoos together as a big family piece of, we didn't just take you in because we felt bad for you, that this is our family, regardless if people understand it or not. She's 18, and people look at us like we're crazy when we say we've adopted an 18-year-old, and we've loved every second of it. So that was something that was important for us. And her mom, it was her first tattoo. She's never had a tattoo in her life. And it was the kid's first tattoo as well. But it was important for us to do that as a family. It's an outward sign of we really are a family. Nothing's going to change anything. So for that one, it was a big deal of that's a statement I'm willing to make.
That's where I think this shop is trying to do things differently as to when you come in with your stories, we really care. For me, it's like it's not just me putting my artwork on you and me wanting to do my best piece for you. It's that you're carrying this with you through your life, and some of these pieces mean a lot. There are a lot of people who mean a lot because they come back, and it's like you're sharing your life with them. So it's more than just the tattoo sometimes. And I don't think a lot of people, they're not as into that as I think I am, because that's the big thing for me is this is forever, and it's a moment. You know, it's another story. It's choosing a scar that you're wanting to be like, here's my story. Whether I write it down in words or I put it in a picture, here's my story.
How many tattoos do you have, Edge?
Well over 60. You start getting to the point where you're adding to and putting more on top of and covering up. And at some point, it's kind of like, I've got one. It starts at my neck and goes down.
Who tattoos the tattoo artist?
The people that I work with and Brandy Patterson. I know that there's going to be more people that I meet along the way that I'm wanting to tattoo me. I'm discovering people now, but Dan Civiter and Lynn Buckner, I work with both of them. They have probably the most work on me. A lot of people are always like, who tattoos you? I am a person who's looking for somebody to treat me the way I feel like I treat my clients. I love doing the mini tattoos. It's a different part of the story. It's your story, so it doesn't matter if it's going to take me 16 hours to do it or 30 minutes. It's something that means that much to you that you're wanting to put there. You were talking about doing a four-leaf clover. There's probably 8,000 stories that could be. And even though it's a small four-leaf clover, who's to say I'm not going to use 16 greens and 12 yellows?
Will you be putting ink on bodies the rest of your life?
Yes, and when my body finally gives out and I can't, I'm hoping to find people that are new and don't have that opportunity and give them a better one.
Jennifer Edge has followed her dream to her best job ever and can be found at Main Line Inc. at 317 Main Street in Chattanooga. For WUTC's Around and About, this is Rabbit.